Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are here to entertain you in this podcast. Just like Chemist Warehouse is here to help you find the perfect Mother's Day gift. Shop the Mother's Day fragrance sale on now. Great savings every day. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Did you watch the coronation?
Oh, of course, every second of it.
Highlights?
Oh, the bit where there was the rich people?
The bit where Katy Perry couldn't find her seat.
Oh, sorry. That's honestly, that's the only bit I watched. It was so good.
I loved it so much. Did you see that they think that Meghan Markle was actually there?
Oh, in disguise?
In disguise.
It's excellent. That man does look like he's in disguise,
he
right?
He does. It's not a real...
It looks like a wig and a fake, big fake mustache and glasses.
So they work out who it actually is, or...
Yeah, apparently he's an old artist or something.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Apparently. Yeah.
I've been at a lot of the royal things, like two of the royal weddings, and I've been at the Jubilee.
Oh, do you know how to party, don't you?
And my interest level in the coronation, like, theoretically, it hasn't happened in our lifetime. So there should be some part of it that's interesting. Not one part.
But I reckon they should make him do something to get the crown. Do you know what I mean? Like he has to run along on a slippery pole or something.
That guy?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny
something
to watch.
Because like when we know what the ending's going to be, it put a bit more spice in it.
Did you see a bit of jeopardy.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture going around of him with Camilla?
No.
It was to all the side chicks. There's always...
hey, Bickers, I'm up and about.
Why are you up and about?
Because this morning... The best thing that has ever happened in my life happened to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you about it.
That's a way to start your Monday.
I know. Next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up very soon, our most controversial segment.
Yes. Yes, I forgot. There is always complaints. Anyway.
Fun, though.
Fun. Especially for Eli, who's
fun
on the socials.
Fun for people that get it.
He'll have a fun night tonight. And you notice when it hits the different time zones around the country. Oh, another wave.
Back on the tools.
Hey, Bickers, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you in your life?
When my son learnt to make me coffee.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a real high moment.
Kids, a lot of them would be kids based, right?
Yeah.
Having your kids.
Yeah. I mean, the moment of that's a lot. I don't know if that's the best.
I assume that would be a mixture of obviously pain.
Yes.
But also you're giving birth to a human.
It's a
life. That's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't do that. So I've done something different.
What have you done?
I woke up this morning thinking this morning was just going to be like a regular another day. I booked in a boxer size session early because I've started doing that to try and change my lifestyle.
You're not actually doing boxer size though, are you? You call it boxer size, but you're doing boxing, aren't you?
I don't know. What's the one where they play music and you count it out?
No, you're not. You're not doing Taibo. Like, you're not.
And I'm in the pool.
Boxing aerobics.
With your water wings.
Yeah. Margaret, this one's coming with a bit of heat.
It's proper boxing.
It's boxing size. And I've been booking it in early to try and change my lifestyle, right? And so I thought, then I'll have it booked in early. So what happens is then I stay out late and I slump into boxing very hungover and very sweaty. And I'm hoping that habit changes soon. But that was certainly the case this morning. And I rocked up
30 days to make a habit.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is that true?
How many days have you been doing it for?
I don't think I've ever done 30 days of it. Oh, sorry. I have. That's what I'm trying to change. So 8:30, I was in there this morning and had quite a late night last night and told myself, oh, come on, you've got to sort this out and trudged in there. And I got into the gym and I looked around and I thought he's usually standing there with my wraps and pads and stuff waiting and he wasn't there. And I asked one of the other guys, I said, oh, is my trainer here? And he goes, yeah, I think so. I'm sure it'll just be a couple of minutes. And luckily for me, I'd also left my phone at home because I'm good like that. And I waited 5 minutes and then he wasn't there. And I went, well,
brekkie time.
I'm going to leave. And I got to go home and go back to bed.
But weren't you annoyed that you're already out of bed,
though?
And that
is the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
I'm going to contest that. I think
what?
It would have been better if you got that at 1 a.m. when you were still awake versus waking up, getting yourself out of bed, getting there, feeling gross, only to get
Because I got to say, I did it. I still got up, turned up and I was there for Tybo. And instead I got to go back to bed and he then sent me a message going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The next session is on me. And I thought, this is just the best thing that's ever happened in my life. In my years on this planet, this is the best thing that has ever happened to me.
So sad.
Sorry, what about falling in love or this job of Harry or any of the other wonderful things?
I don't think you understand how good this was.
I mean, to not have to leaking, do boxing hungover.
I was leaking whiskey.
Leaking what? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Out of your pores,
don't
right?
Don't punch me, I'm leaking. 13 10 60. What's the best thing that ever happened to you in your life? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 10 60, what is the best thing that's ever happened to you?
I don't think people have got understood what you're asking
for. People say things like, you know, I don't know, getting married, having children, la, 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 la. This morning.
Well,
I
you can't
experience.
Say that though because you haven't done it.
Yes, because I'm interested in joy.
I know, but these people calling up are saying all those things because that is the greatest thing in their life. Like poor Nadia's called up to say to come to Australia was the greatest thing and our producers have said, boring.
Because this morning I experienced actual joy, like the most joy that I could ever experience. The best thing that's ever happened to me in my life because I was hungover and I woke up and I had to go to boxer size. And I got there and my trainer wasn't there. And so I got to go home and go back to bed.
Could you get back to sleep?
Yeah. Like a light. And then he sent me a message that said, I'm so sorry. That's all my fault. The next session's on me.
She's even better.
It's the best thing that's ever happened in my life.
Zara, can you top that?
Yes, I can.
What's the best thing? Are you young, Zara?
Yes, I'm only 9 years old.
Oh, cool. What's the best thing that's happened in your life?
Meeting my best friend.
Oh, Zara.
I didn't know, Zara. I got to go back to bed.
What's so good about your best friend, Zara?
Because when I noticed them just sitting all alone at school, I thought this was my perfect opportunity to make some friends, and we've now been best friends since for 2 years.
That's great, Zara.
You're a beautiful soul, Zara.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But Zara, one day you will experience the joy of going to training hungover and your trainer not being there and you will understand. And maybe it would happen to you and your best friend.
Maybe.
Do you want to say hi to your best friend?
Give him a shout out.
I don't think they listen to the radio.
Jesse, have we got something we can give Zara for being
Zara,
so
we can give you $100.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Are you going to split it with your bestie, Zara?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes, I am.
What are you going to spend it on? So you got $50 each. What are you going to spend it on?
Twins.
they're identical twins.
Oh.
So there's three of you in the circle.
Yes. Yes, there is.
That's okay. Cool, Zara. Enjoy. Oh, my gosh. Hang on. We've got our boss is writing down numbers. On
150.
The, $150 is coming
your way,
Zara.
So when you saw them sitting alone, were they sitting alone together?
Yeah, they were just sitting together and just talking. Like, I just felt a bit sorry.
At least they got each other.
Good on you, Zara. Yeah. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a good mum too, Zara. Karen.
See, because I don't think kids don't get it.
No, I know, but I enjoyed hearing about
it. It was
that
gorgeous.
More than,
it was really gorgeous. Yeah. But it's not, you know, mine's like life-changing joy.
Karen,
they're just going to be friends for
What's the best thing that's ever happened to you, Karen?
Well, I'd have to say my dog, my ex-boyfriend, bought me a dog and then he left. And my little dog means everything to me. He's the best thing that's ever, ever happened to me, besides my boyfriend.
The new boyfriend or the old one?
My new boyfriend. And lucky he loves my dog because I'd hate for him to sort of say to me, oh, well, you know, you can't have your dog anymore. Because
Who's going to say that, though? Nobody says that, surely.
No, well, I hope not because I'll be going with my dog.
Yeah, of course. You should too, Karen.
How does that compare to what happened to you?
Karen doesn't get it. Because, Karen, I got to go back to bed this morning.
Well, you're so lucky, aren't you?
Yeah.
Did you get to cuddle your dog, though?
I got to cuddle my pillow and I didn't have to pick up my pillow's crap. Thanks,
Michaela,
Karen.
What was the best thing that's ever happened to you?
The best thing that's ever happened to me, it was my birthday, and I thought, I'll treat myself to some Subway. So I order online. I order my 6-inch Italian BMT.
Yeah.
I rock up at Subway to pick it up, and they've made me a foot long.
Yeah.
Finally someone gets it. Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Sam Smith and Kim Petras. That is Unholy for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy and Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with a luxury fragrance from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Oh.
What?
I've just realised I'm going to be away for Mother's Day. Anyway, oh, no. That's my problem.
That's probably the gift to her.
Hey, Vickers, up next. Are you ready for the incoming wave of complaints?
Well, it's fine for us because we don't have to deal with them.
That's true.
It's a bit of fun for us. Yeah, and it's fun if you're listening too.
Yeah. All right, let's do that next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Now, Vickers, this is a bit complicated and we haven't done it for a while. But essentially, if you are listening to the radio now, you are in on the game and we're going to need your help because in about a minute, we are going to start saying just mistruths about the coronation, about the royals.
The royal family.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people are naturally going to call in and correct us if they tune in like a minute when we start doing that. But that's why we need you. You're going to have to call in and defend the wrong things we say so we can go to you as cause as well. So we need people who are in on the joke and then to help counter the people who are complaining. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Hello, la, 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 long. Hello, la, 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 long. Till they tell us we're wrong.
13, 10, 60. Yeah. If you want to join in at any point, they're fascinating, the royals, aren't they? I've been doing a bit of deep diving into facts about
the
royals.
Who's your favourite?
Sadly, Lizzie.
I was going to say Kevin. Prince Kevin's the best.
Yeah, Kev.
Yeah.
With the mullet.
Yeah.
But the thing about Lizzie, because obviously she's famous for having sausage dogs, right? Mm. Did you know she had 30 of them?
Different ones over her time.
Through her reign?
Oh, how long?
30 snags.
Because she only ever had a couple on the go at a time.
Yes, we only ever saw two sausage dogs with her at once, which makes me think she was making a coat out of the rest of them.
I was so bored watching the coronation until there was a moment where they were all lined up on the street and the national anthem started playing. And then I was like, oh, I mean, it is probably the best national anthem of any country,
Is this their national anthem?
Yeah, this is their national anthem.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Queen.
I saw when they were in the street stomping. It was so good.
That was the only bit I really enjoyed, and then I tuned out after that.
Yeah,
I didn't mind because obviously when I was at the wedding when Will's married Meghan, right? I went to that. Remember, I went there for 24 hours and came back just before the Logies?
Yes.
That whirlwind trip, all the TV presenters went over there.
Is it Meghan or Megan, Will's wife?
Yeah, I've never kind of known.
13, 10, 60, by the way, if you want to join in at any point.
But I felt so sad when I was watching him there because he was sitting right at the back.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, just in his normal suit and stuff. And I was like, no wonder he moved to Mexico. Like, I would too.
Yeah.
Like, you're not part of the family. And you're not. And at least she's closer to her dad now too.
Of course. Yeah. Her and her dad type.
Yeah.
Megan.
Yes.
Megan.
And her dad.
I just don't get over the Megan thing. You know
what
I mean?
Well, that's her name.
Megan. But just go by Megan. Like I get.
Well, I think it's just the difference between how we say it and how they say it over in America.
But I get that you were with Will and so now you're royalty.
Mm.
But just say Megan.
Well, you can take that up with her when you speak to her next.
We've got Brooke. G'day, Brooke.
Yeah. Oh, g'day. How you going?
Yeah, good. Do you want to join in royal chat?
Oh, yeah. My favourite bit was when Shakira came on and did My Hips Don't Lie.
Yes, because they don't lie, those hips, do they?
No, definitely not. And then when
because, Brooke, I love how contemporary they are. That's the thing with the royals. Like, they're really up with all the new age stuff. They're really progressive. They're so progressive.
Did you see?
And then Charles started swinging his hips too because his hips don't lie either. That's what they reported on today, that Charles was doing a little boogie boogie.
Did you see Will come in on the hoverboard?
Oh, yes. And they had the light-up lights underneath.
But did you see the whole procession of the hoverboards, though? It wasn't just him. There was a whole lot of them.
Let's go to Joanne quickly. Thank you, Brooke. G'day, Joanne.
Hi.
What did you want to add?
I'm really sorry, but I just wanted to let you guys know that the Queen had corgis, not dogs.
She had corgis?
Yeah.
What's a corgi?
You know the ones that mostly sort of orangey brown, and then they have white
chest. Yeah, that's the sausage dog, isn't it? The little brown one?
I think she might have had sausage dogs, Joanne.
No, corgi. She's famous
for
corgi.
But are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, but hang on, let's check with Brooke. G'day, Brooke. Are you still there?
Hey, g'day.
Hey, Brooke, did the Queen have sausage dogs or corgis?
these dogs, and she had heaps of them.
Yeah, yeah. Like we just saw she had 30.
Yeah.
And corgis, guys.
Corgi? Hang on, let's check. Sorry, Joanne, I'm happy to be wrong, but let's check with someone else. Let's go down to Leah. Yeah, Leah, are you a fan of the Royals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did the Queen have sausage dogs or corgis?
Look, I'm pretty positive they were sausage dogs. I'm pretty sure they're sausage dogs. You know,
yeah. Joanne, we've
had... look it up.
I've got it here in front of me.
They're looking pretty sausagey to me.
They look pretty sausagey. I put them in bread.
Corgis are quite long, but they have little stumpy legs.
I mean, maybe she had corgis behind closed doors and not in public.
No, she had them out in public.
I mean, unless she taped together two sausage dogs, I don't think she did, Joanne.
What about Simon? Simon, yeah. What do you want to get amongst it? Did you love the coronation?
Yeah.
Oh, just the look the brothers give each other. Wow.
Yeah, of course. The brothers are obviously tight, right? Is that I know Will's the one with Meghan. Is it Harold?
Harry was by himself, poor bugger.
Yeah.
He'll mate someone someday though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, but he flew straight out.
Because he had to get back to Mexico, Simon.
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't stay to play with the puppies, the sausage dogs?
No, see, I know. It seems so weird. Let's go to Angus quickly. G'day, Angus.
Hey Tommy, how you going?
Yeah, good brother. What do you got?
Yeah, so I worked with dogs for about 8 years, and the Queen most definitely had corgis, not sausage dogs.
We're having a lot more people say sausage dogs.
And our producer's just on the line to Buckingham Palace at the moment. What are they saying? Is it corgis or sausage dogs?
Sausage
dogs.
Yeah, sausage
dogs.
Yep. Let's go down to Tammy quickly. G'day, Tammy.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. What have you got to add?
1,000,000% corgis. Have a look at the pictures, guys.
Looking at these pictures and I'm
the palace
seeing...
is saying sausage dog, Tammy. And the palace is never wrong, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. No, it's 1,000,000% corgis, guys. You're sounding a bit silly saying sausage dog.
Are we? Did you know, yep. What's Meghan and Will's kids? What are their names?
Archie.
One's Beatrix Potter, Jeff. Yeah?
Sorry?
One's Beatrix Potter, yeah.
Meghan and Harry's kids.
Yeah.
And Meghan and
Are
Will's.
No, Meghan and
no,
Will's.
Meghan and Will's.
Yeah, Meghan and Will. Sorry, yeah. Archie and Lilibet.
Lilibet? No, that's not a name.
Yeah, they took that from the Queen. That's what the King...
Paddington Bear.
No, Lilibet, I think she's saying.
Oh, Lilibet on what? She's
like,
too young.
Like Elizabeth, but Lilibet.
What does she bet on? Dogs.
Carrie and Tommy.
I've discovered a new game, and I will be honest, I discovered this by accident. But my game is Uber Chasers, right? So here's
like Storm Chasers.
Here's how it works. I'll tell you the story of what happened and now the game that I've started playing. So what happened is I was coming home the other night, and I could see my housemate Johnny has a very distinctive car. And I could see his car up ahead in traffic. And I said to the Uber driver, oh, my God, chase that car. And he goes, what? And I said, that's my friend. That's my housemate. Chase that car. And he goes, I don't understand. And I said, see that car up there? And he goes, yes. And I said, just chase it. And he goes, okay. And then he's weaving. He's weaving in and out of traffic. And we were like two cars behind. And he goes, are you close enough? And I said, no, you've got to chase it. I'm going to get out and get into his car. And he goes, what? And I go, I'll just call him to make sure it's him.
You got one star review after that.
Nah, he would have had a thrill.
Sounds
and,
like.
And so, well, and so then
got
I,
half the fare he thought he was getting.
No, I have to pay for mine in advance now. And so then I called him and I said, hey, bro, are you on this road? And he goes, yeah, where are you? And I said, look out your rearview mirror. And I stuck my arm out the window and go, that's my arm. And he goes, oh, see if you can catch me. And I went, great minds.
Oh, my
minds,
God,
right?
No wonder you two are two peas.
And so
in a
then
pod.
At the next lights, we pulled up beside him and I said, thanks, bro. And I jumped out and I jumped in Johnny's car. So now what we do is I will order an Uber and then take off and see if Johnny can catch me in the Uber.
Wait, how much of a head start are you getting?
Well, we're doing about 2 minutes at the moment. For what is essentially about a 10-minute trip. Because then if he does catch me, I just get in his car and he takes me home.
What's going to happen when you get like a life, do you think?
That's very hurtful.
Well, I just, like, what?
you are gonna look a bit silly when Uber
and that takes off.
Chases
it's the new app.
Are taking off all around the country. You heard it here first. Carrie Bickmore was a naysayer.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And spoil Mum this Mother's Day with a luxury fragrance from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Yes. What's the difference between Eau
de Toilette.
Yep, and Eau de Parfum.
Oh, didn't J-Mo tell us this the other week?
There is a difference. And that's all I can tell you.
Is it the concentration?
Yes. Producer
Sonda
knows.
So the perfume or the parfum is the
parfum.
The concentrated perfume, which is that like the really strong one that's concentrated. Sorry, I don't know this very well. Yep. But the toilette has been dispersed with a more of a liquid.
Yeah.
And so it's
a bigger bottle.
Perfume, you would go like this. You would dab it onto your finger and then you would put it on your little points.
Well, if you want to dab some Calvin Klein Eternity for Women,
yes.
Order Parfum.
It really depends on how much.
100 mils, $34.99.
So it depends on how much your mum stinks.
You do lots of dabbing then.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We all thought it.
The record show that producer Sonda just dabbed.
Yeah.
Up next, because.
I think mums would like less dabbing on Mother's Day. Yes, what's up next?
Up next, we've got to talk romance.
Great.
It's an issue.
Stick around.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Monday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Have we worked out what her sister does? Scissor.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not good when you stuff your own joke.
No, I actually like that better.
Because I want to talk about extreme lengths people go to woo somebody. Because I distinctly remember when I was in high school and I had a crush on a girl that went to a different school. And so I used to get off the public transport at one stop later. I can't get your money out of the gutter, guys.
No, I was laughing at the, oh yeah, I've got a girlfriend. She just goes to a different school, bro. Like, she's
no, I didn't
real.
Have a girlfriend.
Oh, no. You just
no, I had a crush.
Oh,
jeez,
no.
Jeez, Jesse. This was unrequited love for a while.
And then you gave up.
Yeah, then I moved on. And I used to get off at the next stop so
and
I
walk.
Could walk past her house. Oh. It was so ridiculous.
How often did you see her in that time?
Never.
No.
How
no,
far was
she would
the
have
walk?
To be sitting on her front porch.
I remember when
we
I worked
15.
At a surf shop.
Not whittling away at a bit of wood in the rocking
back
chair.
And forth in the rocking chair.
Oh,
I
hey,
remember
babe.
When I worked at a surf shop. And I was like their number one salesperson. Mm. And I was so good at picking, like, if someone wanted to buy bathers, I was like brutally honest.
Mm.
So if they didn't look good, I'd say they looked terrible, right? And that way, when something looked good, I would say, oh my God, that looks good. And then they'd know the truth, right?
Yeah.
But I always used to go and get the guy who I liked, who also was a sales guy there,
yeah.
to come and give his thoughts. And I'd say, oh, I don't know, because he knows a thing or two about what looks good. I didn't need his help. Yeah. And he'd always come over, and then I'd go, yeah, thanks for that. And then he'd walk away and I'd go, no, I think the other one's still. But it meant we got to chat.
Yeah, did you get him?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah. It didn't work, though. Yours didn't work either, though.
Oh.
I mean, you just walked past an abandoned house every day.
Yeah, but the potential. You know what I mean? But there happens to be a member of our team who is doing the same thing. Now, I promise, I'm not gonna say anything that will give it away.
Who is it? I don't know this.
Is it
the person you're looking at?
Uh-huh.
Can we say their name?
No.
Can we say it's you?
Oh, come on.
Then,
we're not gonna, the person's
then
not gonna
how are we
know.
Gonna be able to it's just, tell the story if we don't have any.
It's just the person we work with.
Pointing at herself like what? It could possibly be.
Say it's
so
you.
It's you,
you're
the married,
married
woman with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can window shop.
Okay. Pippa, without revealing the role of what the other person does in our workplace, so as not to give them away.
Well, otherwise,
what
what's
do
the
you
point
do?
Of this whole story if we're not going to give
no,
any?
No, because we'll still get what Pip
was
does.
Doing. Yeah.
So, Pip, what do, you creep?
I leave any meeting, no matter how important it is.
Yeah.
Just to be in the vicinity.
So you leave any meeting that you have at work
yes.
just to go and hang in that vicinity where this person
yes,
is going to
and
be.
I just make myself look busy. Like I could be working off of a ledge.
Yes.
And with my laptop look trying to look busy.
Yes. Do you interact? Oh, it's,
well, have you, I have feel you ever like spoken? Maybe that's a bit of a line.
Oh, you spoke today.
Pippa.
Pippa spoke today to
yes,
this person.
I spoke to him today.
What did you say to him?
Hello.
Anything else?
How was your weekend? I asked him, how is...
Can you just get on the mic and talk? We can hear you in the background.
Also, it's worse for me, Eli, if I'm talking to him now.
Oh my God, you don't want to put him off, better. Right? You don't want him not to come now because he thinks Pip's keen when it's you that's keen. Do you know what I mean?
If he ends up hooking up with Pip. What a roller coaster this will be. 13.
Have you ever found him on Instagram?
Pip?
You have.
Oh, Pip? Yeah, Pip.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And do you follow him?
No.
Pippa. Let's take calls similar to Pippa's story on 131060. What extreme lengths have you gone to chat with your crush? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
131060, the lengths you've gone to for love.
To chat to your crush.
Well, not really even love.
Yeah.
It rarely ends in love.
Yeah.
So far, all these stories are just despots trying to look over here. Nah.
Yeah. One person that we work with, Pippa.
Who sounds a lot more feminine than I thought.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and she's a lot more married than the person we're actually talking about. Yeah. But anyway, Pippa has taken the hit. Pippa, what have you been doing to get in the vicinity of someone at work?
I just... actually do work, which is not something I normally do. But you hover. You hover. I hover and I perch my laptop on anything will hold it.
And it doesn't matter what's on. If you hear this person's around, you leave meetings and you go and just stand near them.
Yeah, I leave mid-meeting. Even if someone's talking directly to me, I am
you
out
don't,
of there.
You don't might not know you're doing it, Pippa, but that move is called the lonely dog.
Oh, woof woof.
Yes.
Richard, what's the lengths you've gone to for a crush?
I joined the Army Cadets when I was a kid.
Lifelong dream?
No, it wasn't really, actually. I just liked this person and thought I'd jump in, have a go, and I got rejected. But so I stuck around for about 5 years and I actually found my wife there. So.
Oh, that's great, Richard. Well done.
It was a good outcome in the end.
Oh, well, there you go, Eli. I mean, Pip, if you hang around long enough, you might meet your wife.
5 more years. If you meet your wife, I'll be very surprised. Thanks, Richard. G'day, Wendy.
Hi.
Hey, what did you do for love?
In high school, I really liked a guy, and he wasn't really that interested, so I dated his brother.
Whoa.
Hoping that you'd get to the guy or because you also liked his brother?
No, I didn't like his brother, but I dated him anyway.
Oh.
But 27 years later, I've ended up marrying the crush.
Oh, you got the brother, the good brother.
For 27 years, the other brother had to put up with you and you didn't want to be with him.
We didn't date that long. It was just off and on, but ended up with the one that I wanted.
Oh, good on you, Wendy. Well, there you go, Pippa. 27 years is all you need to.
Carrie and Tommy.
Metro Boomin and The Weeknd. That is creeping for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie
131060. Get involved in what we're going to do next because I saw a footy player take something on a plane on the weekend and I want you to guess what it was. I don't reckon you will. I reckon we'll get through this entire segment up next and no one will guess what this footy player, this big burly footy player, what he brought on the plane.
Football?
We'll do it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
131060 if you want to get amongst it. I'm asking the question, what did the footy player take on the plane?
It's a good old-fashioned whodunit.
Yeah, because I was heading into state with a whole team and you can hear them coming before you see them.
Footy players?
Yeah.
It's like,
And I thought.
Lads, boys,
exactly.
Boys.
I reckon they'd smell really nice too. But I reckon they would.
Nah, to be footy fair, now they didn't stink.
Yeah, I reckon footy players now compared to footy players 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I reckon they'd be colognes out the wazoo and it'd smell beautiful.
There was a lot of laptops. They were doing a lot of tap, tap, tapping. And I was like, what are you tapping away?
Maybe they were just buff accountants. Were they definitely footy players?
No, they were footy players. At first I thought, because I'd walked past a team that were very rowdy and they all had matching shirts on with like the names of all of them on there.
Yes.
I'm scared to say the names of the individuals involved. One was the colour of a downstairs area for a man.
The colour of a downstairs area?
Oh, that's a niche reference, I think.
Do you get what I mean?
I maybe do.
I don't. Oh, that's not.
That's obviously his nickname, right? that, of this guy. There was a list.
Oh, sorry.
These guys.
I thought you meant you were describing the color of their t-shirts, no. And you were saying it's like a downstairs of a man.
No, I'm saying like flesh I walked colours? Past a group of
go the fleshies.
They were like guys going on a Bucks weekend, and they had matching t-shirts with their names on the back, but their names weren't their names; it was their nicknames. Yes. One of them was called Blue Something.
Yes,
as you can get what I was pointing at. One Blue Nuts. Had one of their names kicking was Tina's a B-I-T, which I thought was so, that's when I was not happy with them.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She. I Tina. Thought, yeah, I know what's happened between him and Tina. Mm. Not good things.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I got to check in, when I went to check in, I thought, oh, here they come.
Yeah, boy.
I thought it was them. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to have a chat to them about their T-shirt.
Yeah, that'll go well.
But it was a footy team. Anyway, we all got on the plane and they took up all the overhead locker space. It was very annoying. Plus, they took up all the seats because they got big long legs. And so we all squeezed
they
didn't in
take
around
up
them.
Other people's seats.
Oh, they do kind of merge onto other people's seats. There's a lot of crossover happening.
That's all right. That's
you don't
good.
Want to sit next to them.
I do.
Yeah, I don't. Huh. Yeah, I mean, they were also lovely. Mm. But anyway, one of them came
that's
in.
What you do.
131060. If you want to have a guess, call us. What the last of them, he was late and he came in. He was all a bit bedraggled.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked on the plane with something.
Oh.
And I was not expecting it. And it was the cutest thing ever. And I was like, oh,
was it Tina?
Footy players bring what on a plane?
I'm going to guess. What do you reckon?
Oh, have you thought about it before you've called?
I have thought about it. I'm going to say, hopefully I'm close. Box of Krispy Kreme, my partner reckons. I'm going to say moccasins.
Okay, no, he was wearing socks and sandals, though. So you,
can I?
But that wasn't exactly the thing. That wasn't okay. the thing that took me by surprise.
Can I guess? But I think I've got it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think it's got to be a baby, doesn't it?
No.
Oh.
No. What do you
Producer
think it
Sonda.
Is, Producer Sonda?
I reckon he brought his own pillow
he
from
did home. He was cuddling it so in his cute. Arms, this big 6'5" man with his own pillow.
Is that cute?
I mean, don't start taking
it. Oh, damn it.
Away.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Gary and Tommy, driving you home for your Monday afternoon, and it's time for this. G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Gary and Tommy's. What do you reckon? Reckon.
It's where we get posed a question that our producers know the answer to. We don't. And then we stew it over, Bickers.
Mull it over.
We mull it.
Yeah.
We cook
we
it.
We shoot the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we...
chew the fat.
Yeah, we chew
the fat.
Yeah, we nibble on the gristle. Yeah.
We gnaw on the raw.
What have you got for us,
today's what do you reckon?
No, Carrie, man, like what... other saying have you got for oh. talking?
What's gnaw on the raw? Is that a thing? Because
no,
now I'm picturing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
on the
that. Yeah. Yeah. What have you got, Sammy?
For what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many car crashes will the average person have in their lifetime?
So very depressing.
Very yeah. fun.
Where did you
is
get
it just a, does a little tap count?
Yeah, yeah, just
any accident.
Yeah.
Mm. Big or small. We do it all.
Because I remember you had that.
I mean, the very first day I got my driver's license, I nearly died in a car accident.
Oh. Well, your brakes didn't work.
Yeah, my brakes didn't work on the Morris Minor that I had.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I flung over a hill and into a tree, and thankfully the tree was dead. And so the tree gave way rather than resisting me.
This is why we should kill all the trees.
Yeah. Remember, I'd made my own skirt.
Yes.
And the zip was hurting me. So on the way up to the hills where I was meeting my friend, I'd taken my skirt down, the zip down, so it didn't hurt me. So then when they were calling, is she alive in there? Is she alive? And I stepped out from the wreckage like
your
the hero that I was.
Off,
my skirt came off.
You did. We've got a pantsless woman in a car crash.
But yeah. And then it was a good way to get a new car though. Parents freaked out about giving me one that they spent no money on and going, you can have a second hand one. Now they're like, okay, what do we get it? Right.
So, because you had that time as well where you had 14 crashes in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did.
And you have to keep mentioning Toyota on here.
How's that deal going? So I reckon I've had in my lifetime maybe 7.
Oh,
5 or 7? What do you reckon? Well, you're young. That's why
you've
gone on.
You had 5 or 7 in that 2 weeks.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you have three?
Yeah. I had three.
And you've only had 4 others.
I think so.
There is just no way.
No, I'm a pretty good driver. How many have you had? It's not a competition. How many times have you crashed your car?
Because we know it's going to
be. I've had on the roads, I've had two.
Where?
And on the racetrack, I've had three.
You've only had two on the road your whole lifetime.
I think
even a bingle, like a little tap-tap.
Yeah. I can remember one, I went over to pick up my phone, which you shouldn't do, kids. Kids shouldn't be driving. Adults shouldn't do that. And I held the wheel, and so as I leant across to the passenger seat, I hit a parked car.
Oh, my God, and that's terrible. That could have been a person.
Yeah, I'm aware. Missed seven crashes.
Could have been a tree.
It could have been a dead tree. And then I had one other, a guy just ran up my ass. Not my fault at all. Mm. Sorry, we're focusing on crashes. Right, sorry.
Okay, so you're saying, I reckon I'm going to say, in a lifetime. So you've still got a bit of a lifetime to go.
Can I give you the age parameter that I've done it between? 16 and 80.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a lifetime.
That's a lifetime.
Good stuff.
Nothing good happens after that. I reckon I'm going to say 10.
I'm going to say 10 as well, but I reckon because you'll get up to about 42.
I float.
Well, according to the data I found on the internet.
How many crashes have you had, Sammy?
One in a KFC drive-thru.
What?
Just in a rush.
Because you were too busy to eat.
No, I got there too early and it was closed and I was forcefully reversing out, angry, and I crashed into a pole.
Why didn't you just keep going forward?
I could have, but Hungry Jack's was behind, so I decided to go there instead.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you still get Hungry Jack's with that rule?
I got Hungry Jack's, but it was like, a $900 feed in the end, so I wasn't. God.
Why? What did you buy?
So what are we saying? 10? What do you reckon? That's the name of the segment.
Oh, yeah. How many car crashes will the average person have in their lifetime? 4.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm
Bickers.
Batting above.
Yeah. Gary and Tommy. Yeah, and usually we get a fact from web guy Eli and producer Timmy, but are we getting facts today or are we getting a game?
Yeah, we're getting facts.
Okay.
Ooh. You can get
facts. What's the song?
Ooh.
What is the song?
What song have we got coming up that you've got a fun fact on?
I've got one about Bruno Mars. Eli, I feel like, is a couple.
Named after a
You meant
planet?
To have the same song, because remember it's a competition who's got the best fact.
Well, he's doing the same song, but then also a little icing on the cake.
Okay. Oh, well, you're now working together as a team.
No, he was just being polite.
Is your cake got no icing? Just a dry
cake? What kind of cake is it?
I don't even like cake.
Your Why are you bringing it to us? You ate a cake the other day.
Yeah, I just chucked it out, actually, because no one ate it.
Yeah, no, we didn't eat it because you put your fingers in the middle of it.
Because you wanted to feel how moist the center was. And then we all went like this because we were all going to have cake. And then we all went, oh. And then you proceeded to lick your fingers and go in again.
Yeah, two fingers was too much as well.
I know.
And the thumb.
Okay, Sammy, your fact.
So Uptown Funk's coming out with Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. And we love a real name on this show. So Bruno Mars, did you know his real name's actually Peter Gene Hernandez?
Oh, I thought it was Freddie Earth.
Oh,
I don't get it.
It's just a different planet.
Yeah. Bruno Mars.
Okay. I should have just gone with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, surely Freddie Mercury.
His name's Pete.
Yeah, Peter. Peter Gene Hernandez. Do you want to know where he got Bruno Mars from?
Yeah.
His dad actually gave him the nickname Bruno after a wrestler, Bruno Sammartino. Oh, do you know who that is, Eli?
Yeah. Oh, Eli does. Gosh, you two are so cute together today. Where's the fighting?
Fighting?
We never fought.
We saved that for Bruno Sammartino, the wrestler.
Yeah. He died in 2018.
It's an easy fight then.
Rest in peace. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm bringing the game. I thought maybe you guys would like to have a little fun, get you on your toes. So,
there is a game.
There are two songs in the back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Uptown Funk.
Yep.
And Gangsta's Paradise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do they have in common? There's a little link there.
They've been used in movies. No,
I think that movie that you're thinking of. What's
Dangerous Minds?
What's a reference?
Michelle Pfeiffer is a
Michelle
lyric
Pfeiffer is
in
Bruno
his
Mars,
song.
Who is
it?
Peter.
Is a lyric. Yes. It's this is that.
Yes,
Michelle Pfeiffer. That white gold.
Yeah.
I also try to get Riptide in there from Van Stroy, who also references closest thing
of
to Michelle.
She does.
Kiru, our music director, refused to put it in.
Well, that's going to be a meeting.
Carrie and Tommy. Happy Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, for same but spoken this week, I have been watching a lot of the NBA playoffs. I know, Tommy, you've been watching a little bit of them. But Bickers has been watching heaps.
That was weird. Yeah, Bickers has been watching.
Just heaps. Way more than me.
She keeps coming in wearing her little bronze singlet.
Yeah.
And then getting people to hold like little backboards above their heads and dunking on them.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Crazy.
She's posterized just about everyone in the office.
Yeah, Carrie Baller.
You got a new tat too.
You did?
Yep.
Who's your tattoo of again?
It is...
Steph Curry?
Simmons.
Ben Simmons. Simmons. Did you get a Ben Simmons tattoo?
Wow. Interesting
Still
choice.
Playing? It's a very interesting choice. But anyway.
One thing they love at the NBA playoffs is the pipe organ.
Same. What organ?
Very good. They play that live, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
Have you seen the little guy in his room? There's a guy in a room with an organ watching the game, and he plays
there
live.
There isn't.
Yeah, there's
on my life.
Why do they put him in a room? Why don't they put him down on the court?
No, because it needs the noise to go through the...
speakers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cool. Anyway.
Here's your first song.
Oh.
Harry.
Vickers.
Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Yeah.
Can we hear the organ again?
It's got a real
drag.
Is it
deliberately slower?
Our pipe organist is struggling a little bit.
Oh, are we still using Terry?
Yeah.
My mum used to play the organ. She used to do weddings, and I'd sit on the end.
Keep it clean, because come on.
That's so offensive to my mother. And I, especially when I said I used to sit on the end of the chair as well, next to her.
Song number two.
Carrie.
Because.
Be watching you.
Three, two.
Puff Daddy.
Ooh, I'll give it to you.
Such a good tune.
Just a question.
Mm.
So that's a Police sample, right? And because there was no lyrics in it,
wouldn't that be the original song? That's not, that had a vibe of Puff Daddy.
But it's the same music.
Nah, it's Puff Vibe.
I'll accept both.
Okay. You didn't come in with either, so.
I was waiting to hear. Terry worked a long time on it.
Oh, the example, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a good tune.
All right, this is for the win for Bickers, song number three.
You know,
I just hear funeral at all of this. And now I'm picturing them accidentally dropping the casket and the body falling out. And the organist is shocked but has to keep playing. Remember that elephant that came
Stop
and stomped
talking.
Up the funeral?
Can you go from the beginning again?
Do you remember that elephant?
Yeah, the woman that hurt the elephant, didn't she?
They didn't really say, but I think must have, because they said the elephant's usually very calm, but then for some reason attacked her. But then at her funeral,
stomped all over
came
her head.
Found it and stomped the casket again.
Can you play it again?
Oh, feel good news. Here comes the hearse. Oh, the hearse has hit a fire hydrant. Just go to the next one, I reckon, Jess.
You don't want to take a punt?
What is it?
Rihanna.
Rick Astley. Is that that is?
Yep.
Okay.
Song number four.
Oh, we're still going. Carrie. Post Malone Circles. Have I told you how much I like his new song? That's all I've listened to all weekend.
Chemicals.
Such a tune.
The booty drop.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what my joke was. Oh. I did it for my booty drop. So I'm saying, have I told you how much?
Good. Good to go out on a high.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. That Carrie and Tommy podcast was a real treat. And remember to treat your mum with something special from the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale. Big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online.
Bye.
Bye.